annoying things that your neighbors do. It doesn't matter where I live. Doesn't matter what kind of neighborhood I live in. There is always an annoying neighbor that does annoying things, thus being called an annoying neighbor. Sometimes you live with it. Sometimes you confront it. Sometimes they confront you because maybe you are the annoying neighbor and you don't even know it. I think the last multi-unit dwelling that I was in when I first moved to Idaho Falls, well over a decade ago, we were in like a fourplex and we had somebody move upstairs from us with apparently a small thundering herd of rhino. I had no idea they were allowed. And it was always at the most inopportune time, like right when I was going to bed. It was back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It was unbelievable. I've had neighbors that have greeted me while moving into a new house with, "Hello, my name is blah, 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 and we have a problem." That is not how you want to meet your new neighbor, for them to come up. That's annoying. I mean, whatever issue you think you have, I'm sure it's not me. I just got here. And I will say that the trajectory of that relationship and the longevity of us living in that neighborhood was adversely affected by that. to put it mildly. Yeah. Yeah, it was not a good, healthy, neighborly situation. You know, I will say this. I mean, where I live now out in Roberts, it's so darn quiet. I feel like I'm the annoying neighbor. If my kids are outside playing and screaming and yelling and jumping around on the trampoline, there's no other sounds out there. So it's like, are we being loud and obnoxious and annoying to our neighbors? I don't know. One of the annoying things I will say, and again, I've had annoying neighbors everywhere I've gone. And again, I might have been one of them. Obviously, this is going to bother me because you know how I feel about my lawn. I'm kind of a lawn freak, kind of a landscaping yard freak. I just I take great pride in keeping my lawn and landscaping looking nice. It's just something I do. All right, and I guess it's hard for me to appreciate if my neighbor doesn't. Is that a fair way to say it? Whether it's mowing, especially weeding. And there's multiple reasons why I have a problem with a neighbor that doesn't take care of their yard, because it can directly affect my yard eventually. You know what I'm talking about, right? The devil weed. Of course I'm talking about dandelions. Look, the only thing I hate more than dandelions is anything peeps. Anything pumpkin spice and dandelions. I mean, those are the things right there that I despise the most. And I'll tell you, if my neighbor's yard starts getting overtaken by dandelions and they don't do anything about it, and then they turn into those little fairy seed things that blow all over and end up in your yard and start growing them in your yard, now you know why I have a problem. That's a problem. So, annoying neighbors, we've all got them. Maybe they're more extreme than what I'm going through. Maybe I'm lucky. Maybe my neighbors aren't annoying at all. I'm the annoying one for being so uptight about them. I don't know. But everybody's got annoying neighbors. And that's why I always say good fences make good neighbors. Look, it's as simple as that. You got your little piece of dirt. I got my little piece of dirt. I have no problem conversing and hanging with you in the cul-de-sac or out on the street and talking and whatnot. But, you know, I'm going to have my little piece, and that's going to be my little private zone. And, you know, you do your thing, I'll do my thing, and everything's going to be fantastic. As long as your thing doesn't affect my thing, whatever that thing may be. Trust me. I'm not like sunbathing in a Speedo or something in my backyard. Now, that would be not only annoying, shocking, and actually kind of gross. The most annoying thing your neighbors do.
I've got neighbors with noisy kids. not just screaming and yelling, but pounding and banging things.
That's me. I could be your neighbor.
But at least the neighbors I had before them used to play their music very loud late at night.
Yeah. Top 10 most annoying thing neighbors can do. Number 10, not picking up dog poop. Number 9, letting your place look like crap. See dog poop. Number 8, turning on your TV really loud. Man, you got to be really close neighbors or like in an apartment or something for that. Slamming doors, throwing loud parties, letting kids be as noisy as they want is number 5.
Ooh.
Lots of shouting or being loud in general. Number 3, letting your dogs bark all day. Number 2, blasting music. And number 1, inappropriate parking, like blocking their driveway or getting the best spot.
So, yeah.
I may be the actual annoying neighbor. That might be me. You better hope I don't move to Shelley.
There you go.
Jordan, tell me about your annoying neighbor.
They wouldn't pick up after their dog, ever. And I don't know. That's just a big pet peeve of mine.
Well, you're not alone because picking up after your animals is like number 10 on the top 10 most annoying things that neighbors can do. So it's a thing, and I totally agree, and there's nothing worse than say, oh, I don't know, a neighbor a couple houses down by the cul-de-sac that walks his dog every day right by your house, which is right on the corner, and his dog makes little deposits all over the corner of your lawn, and then he doesn't pick them up. And then when you go mow your lawn, it ends up in the lawnmower wheels. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I may know somebody that's going through that right now. Yeah, nothing worse than that. Stinky, nasty. Come on now. Curb your dog.
Yeah.
Tell me about your annoying neighbor.
They do not mow their lawn. They do not weed eat. And they have dandelions that are like a field of yellow. No green grass. We spray a little bit of the yard.
Oh, you're one of those neighbors. You help them out with their lawn care, eh?
To help us, too. Yes, absolutely. We do.
I know. I mean, what can you do? They don't care. And somebody's got to do something. It's like they'll infect the whole neighborhood.
And it does the other neighbors surrounding them. Oh, it's bad.
Once those devil weeds start doing what they do, you need a full-on Roundup exorcism.
Yes, we even pay a company, TNT comes and takes care of them, and even then.
I'm a big advocate for killing all dandelions, which my little girls call beautiful flowers and God's nature. Yeah, and I just said you will throw that in the trash. Don't even get it near my yard. I'm just, no. But, yeah. Some lessons are harder than others. That's what I'm saying. All right. Well, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
All right. Jane, annoying neighbors. Got any?
I have a very nosy neighbor.
Like how nosy?
He likes to start rumors and writes down license plates and who's been where and what.
My goodness, she's like tracking y'all.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, the big nosy neighbor. Yeah, I mean, that could be good to a certain point because they're kind of like a built-in neighborhood watch. But if, you know, you're sitting there having dinner and you peek out your window and she's got the binocs going or something, maybe not, right?
Exactly.
That makes dandelions look like child's play, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because you got to deal with them on a personal level. So.
Yeah, you can't kill them.
No! You better not. You're going to be on that true crime story. Okay, I don't think that there's a service that'll come out and take care of that for you. You're going to have to do that on your own.
I'm pretty sure not.